In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison launches the Liberal Party's federal election campaign. Labor promises a suburban rail loop if it wins power next weekend. And South Africans celebrate their general election outcome. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has launched his Liberal Party's official election campaign in Melbourne on Mother's Day. He was welcomed on stage by his wife, two daughters and his mother. He addressed the audience and spoke of Australia being a promise.
An Australia where if you have a go, you get a go. Where you're rewarded and respected for your efforts and contribution. An Australia where you are accepted and acknowledged, regardless of your age, your ethnicity, your religion, your gender, your sexuality, your level of ability, or your wealth or your income.
Victoria has emerged as a critical battleground for the election, with several normally safe Liberal seats now in doubt following the party's state election performance last November. Campaign spokesman Simon Birmingham has denied holding a Melbourne-based launch is part of a ploy to win over Victoria.
Well, no, it's about recognising your campaign right across the country. Scott Morrison is from Sydney in New South Wales. Our campaign headquarters is based in Brisbane in Queensland. The first debate of the campaign happened over in the West. Here we are launching our campaign in Melbourne.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has promised to deliver a suburban rail loop during his final week of election campaigning. Mr. Shorten addressed supporters in his Victorian electorate of Maribyrnong, promising $10 billion for the rail project. He described it as the mother of all rail projects and says it'll be a joint investment with the Victorian government.
Our new commitment to suburban rail, a game changer for Melbourne and Victoria.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has criticised Scott Morrison for suggesting his party is a greater threat to Australia than Clive Palmer. The Prime Minister has told a weekend newspaper the Greens are a greater threat to economic and national security than Mr. Palmer's United Australia Party and Pauline Hanson's One Nation. He's also accused Labor of moving closer to what he's called the minor party's extreme views. Senator Di Natale says the report shows how out of touch Mr. Morrison is and why his government needs to be ousted next weekend. Federal crossbencher Bob Katter has criticised Clive Palmer for suggesting that he is too old to serve his electorate in Queensland. Mr. Palmer, who leads the United Australia Party, used social media to encourage Mr. Katter to retire, stating Bob's done his best, but it's time for him to enjoy his retirement. Mr. Katter, who heads the Katter Australian Party, dismissed the idea on ABC Radio.
I challenge Mr. Palmer to race up the parliamentary stairs, but I have to warn him that I take the stairs two at a time. We can have a little contest about that, and I think that will decide who is the youngest and fittest.
Clive Palmer has previously said all politicians should retire at age 70. Overseas, the African National Congress has easily maintained power in South Africa's general election. Supporters in Johannesburg have been celebrating the victory against the opposition Democratic Alliance.
ANC, and that's it. So I feel ANC, I'm so excited ANC won. 57%, DA is 20, EFF is 10.
ANC is the oldest party in South Africa. So it's going to rule until Jesus comes. Yes.
Police intervened during a gay rights march in Cuba on Saturday afternoon, arresting several activists. The event was organised through social media and held on one of Havana's main thoroughfares. The march was the second to be organised in just over a month and run by a non-government organisation. And now we'll look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, morning showers, 15. Canberra, morning fog, 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Sydney, sunny, 23. Newcastle, early fog, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.